This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, is what it works out to be. If you're part of the solution, God bless you. If you're part of the problem, go away. Just go away. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, okay? Larry Greenfield's going to join us later on in the show. We're going to talk about what's happening in Israel. You know, what's happening with Netanyahu? What's happening with them, with the inability for them to actually come up with a government that can function? And Larry's an expert in these areas, so we'll go ahead and have him on later on. You know, it's really kind of funny. Producer Tammy sent me a clip, and it just it's hilarious how, you know, I've said this for years. You can have two groups of people sitting here watching the exact same scenario. And depending on what side of the aisle they're on will depend on what they saw happen, what they heard, what they believed to be true. So, Slate.com, which is not known to be right-leaning in any way, the shape, or form, has decided, now you heard earlier, I played the clip earlier, about the, you know, scholar, the constitutional scholar, who made fun of, you know, Barron Trump. And she came at it from a standpoint that, you know, the Constitution says that you can't have titles. You should not have titles, whatever. So she was making fun of the Republicans, or making fun of Donald, for naming his son Barron. So what's the title? Now, remind you that this is one of the witnesses for the Democrats, one that was on the side of the Democrats. So what does Slate say? Republicans invade Barron Trump's privacy and drag him into politics. The conservatives just won't leave the boy alone. They brought it in. Their person dragged the kid in there. Their person brought up the guy's name. I think this is hilarious. But Slate's spin on it, followed by ABC News. At the House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment-related hearing earlier today, constitutional law expert Carlin, sent Republicans into a frenzy when she publicly mentioned that the president had a son by the name of Barron. The noting of the existence of the president's youngest child came in response to a question from Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, well, I think all the flags should go up there, who asked Carlin about the comparisons between kings that the framers were afraid of and the president's conduct today. Carlin offered the following response. So what does Barron have to do with that question? No, seriously. You think you you think President Trump decided at some point in time he knew that his son would be president someday, so I'll name him Barron so he can have a title? It's not a title. It's a first name, you moroni. I mean, she's a constitutional scholar. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was the same one who made the snide comment that, ooh, and I give lots of money to charities that help the poor because we have lots of poor people. No, no, we had more poor people under Baracko Oblamo than we have under Trump. The poverty levels have sunk under Trump. More people are working under Trump. How can these, how much crack, could somebody tell me how much crack it takes to misread the economy, to misread how many people, they're in trouble and they know it. Think about it. They're talking about impeaching Pence. He's part of this whole process. They're trying to take everybody around Trump down. Everybody. This deep state, which is one I won't say I never believed in it, but I never really gave it a whole bunch of credit. But this deep state seems to have so much more power, goes so much deeper than we thought. That's number one. Number two is, what they're trying to impeach everybody. Why? Can you imagine President Nancy Pelosi? Are you serious? I mean, I'm not joking. Remember, she's third in line for some of you who don't know how this process works. If that doesn't scare you, nothing will. Oh. So, Pamela Karlan said, contrary to what President Trump says, Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. The Constitution says there can be no titles or nobility. So while the president can name his son Barron, he cannot make him a Barron. Don't think the president ever wanted to make him a Barron. Last I checked, I think he was named Barron long before the president was president. At least last I checked. And the president's son name is Barron, B-A-R-R-O-N. The Barron of which the scholar speaks is B-A-R-O-N. Just saying. I'm the idiot in the room, and I'm still just saying. It's just amazing to me. I mean, think about this. This is a classless move. This is a frantic move. This is a last-ditch effort move. And by a professor who's teaching your children, this should scare the crud out of you. Joe Vitino, your host, Larry Greenfield, joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Come on, a little happy music is always good. We don't do a whole bunch of happy stories, but happy music is good. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also, listen, some of you have said, yeah, I don't want the email. It's too much for me. If you want to be notified by text messaging, it's really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. I don't even send it out every night. I'm too lazy to do that, and I don't want to get notified every night either. So we send it out. The other way is the email blast. If you go to the website, you can sign up for the email blast, Joe Head over to therealside.com. You'll see it. You can't miss it. All right. One of my favorites to have on the show. He's so knowledgeable in some of these areas, especially when it comes to Israel and what's happening in the Middle East. And, you know, when we get what's going on with impeachment and when they want to make fun of, you know, Barron Trump and President Trump, we never hear what's truly happening over in the Middle East, over with the UN talks that are happening right now. And all of that, and you need to know what's happening. You need to know what's going on. Larry Greenfield joining me, as he does from time to time. He's a Claremont Fellow, lecturer on American politics and U.S. foreign policy. Larry, always enjoy your time with me.
Joe, great to be with you. Always good to be on the real side. And messing around with Joe is always my favorite.
I like that. I may use that. So, all right. So let's get the immediate news out of the way, which is, you know, what's going on at the UN, and the president shows up there, and I usually don't pay much attention to this because I know how he operates. I don't know everything he does, but I have a clue. And he's over there at the UN, and he's having meetings, his own meetings with heads of state and other people there. And the press are going nuts. They're releasing just little nipping at the heels kind of stories, and they're wrong. The president is doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's trying to make deals. He's trying to get to these, you know, heads of state to make sure that, first of all, that they pay their fair share of the UN. And he's got them to do that. He's got them pretty darn close. And to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Am I right?
You're referring to NATO, not the
UN. I'm sorry,
NATO.
NATO, not the UN. That's right, yeah.
Right, right. So he was in London for the NATO meetings. I happen to catch a lot of the clips of his serial press conferences after his bilateral meetings with the Canadians, with Angela Merkel. I think Macron, I watched him speak to the media after that visit. And he's done a great job. I think he said he raised $400 billion from NATO countries for their own defense to confront, the Russians? Oh, so much for Russian collusion. The single greatest fundraiser of military preparedness against Russian invasion. So another example of how the president has not colluded with Russia, was not Putin's best friend. Remember, he confronted Russia by giving arms to the Poles and the Czechs and the Ukrainians, reboosting missile defense systems, challenging Russian energy interests, including supporting a Baltic pipeline, supporting U.S. energy independence and energy supplies to Europe instead of the Russians, and it just adds sanctions on Russia, which the president supported. So the whole Russia collusion thing collapsed, and therefore turned into a Ukraine, do us a favor. By the way, not do me a favor.
Right.
Do us a favor, which meant he was acting on behalf of the United States to confront corruption in Ukraine. Oh, and that happens to be the corruption of Joe Biden. Democrats know this, so they preempt with a whole war against Trump regarding Biden. It's pretty nasty. What happened at NATO was that there was a little cocktail party. The president was late because he gave a long press conference, which the media was happy about, until they were unhappy about the fact that the Canadian prime minister said, mocked the president, essentially, for having long press conferences. So then they asked the president about it, and he said, that guy is two-faced. I loved it. I loved it. He said, he's actually a nice guy, but clearly he's irritated that I'm demanding that they pay 2% of their budget on defense and make their proper NATO contribution, which they promised to do 100 times. And so I thought the president handled that really well. And I don't know, maybe the Canadian prime minister forgot his blackface.
Ooh. Well, you know something, Larry, you have your hands on this more than I do. I'm just for all intents and purposes, let's be honest about it, I'm just a guy with a microphone and a mouth. it's the truth. You know, we hear the stories, we get to work with experts like you, and, you know, when you start looking at NATO, and you look at the UN, and you think to yourself, you know, here are groups that were put together to help keep peace. There are groups that were put together where nations were supposed to come together and take on part of the responsibility of protecting themselves and their neighbors, right? Now, for years, it's been put on us. We make up the deficits. We make, whether it's human resources or dollar resources. And then the left turns around and slaps us around for being in so many countries, for protecting so many countries, for having our resources. They are truly delusional. But these groups, NATO and the UN, they need to pull their own weight. They need to protect themselves, do they not?
Well said, and you know who understands that, of course, are the greatest Americans. The Americans who came here from having lived under communism or having lived under Nazism, and I know you have listeners right now going, finally, somebody knows that we know that Europe has been weak, that communism and Nazism and fascism oppressed their people, that the United States has been heroic and liberationist, and a great partner to freedom fighters. And they deserve all the credit, of course, the Poles, the Czechs, East Europeans, Central Europeans, West Europeans, who've confronted evil on their continent. The United States has been a great partner and ally. The only land we ever took was just enough to bury our heroic dead from the beaches of Normandy and from literally saving Europe in World War II. And assisting Europe in so many ways in their rebuilding after it. And instead of great applause and gratitude, sometimes the attitude of Europeans and American leftists is ungratitude. But the people who do know the greatness of America and our generosity of spirit and of money and of treasure and blood are the Americans who come from these countries, Romanians and Ukrainians and Russians, former Russians who now live in America. They are the best patriotic Americans, so they can testify. You can have some of them on your show, Joe. Celebrate the Americans who are here who came out of the Iron Curtain.
I agree. I'm waiting to have my aunt on the show who came here from Italy after World War II on a boat, on a ship, and we're going to have her on one of these days. Look, we got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Middle East and Israel after a few commercials. That's pretty good. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Security forces at the Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard in Hawaii are continuing to respond to a shooting
according to an official with the Navy. Three people, one critical, have been injured so far. The shooting, which was at Joint Base Pearl Harbor, occurred at about 2:34 Pacific time this afternoon. One service member interviewed by KHNL said they came to the area because they have friends on base that they were worried about.
You know, it is 100% real, you know. If it wasn't, then all this wouldn't be happening. You know, he possibly heard like a gunshot. He was confused like if it wasn't. But like he said, our first response is to come here. You know, we have dozens of friends that live on base, live, you know, still on board and things like that. That's in that general area, so.
The base is still on lockdown, and the public address system continues to urge people in the area to take cover. The anniversary of the 1941 Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor is this Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-5563. Thanks for being with us. I always appreciate your time with us. And remember, if you're in an area that they don't carry the show, hop on your little radio station list or what have you. Find out what station's close to you. Call them. Ask them what's wrong with them. Why aren't they carrying the show? What is wrong with you people? And that's the way you need to put it. All right? And if you don't get the answer you want, then call me. I'll get the answer you want. And frankly, we've picked up six or seven stations this year because you guys have gotten on the phone. You've let me know what's going on, or you have got one of the station managers to reach out to me and ask me about the show, and it's very much appreciated. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Well, let me get him back on again because I so much appreciate the time he spends with us. Larry Greenfield joins us. He's a Claremont Fellow, lecturer on American politics, U.S. foreign policy, and frankly, a very extremely knowledgeable guy on what's going on in the Middle East. And Larry, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Yes, my pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
All right, so, you know, I love how to get you on, and I don't mean just to throw curveballs at you, but Russia's always been, in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, is a puzzlement to me, okay? They have so much power, they have so much influence, but they have, their total budget is a little over, I just looked this up, $233 billion. They have about $150 million in their population. How did they get that much power? How did they get that much influence?
You know, Joe, a trillion rubles here, a trillion rubles there. Pretty soon you're talking real money. You're right, their budget's like 16, 17 trillion rubles, which is like 230-something billion dollars. So it's 1/20th of the American federal budget. So why do they have influence? So they had influence for a long time with the non-aligned countries, and there's a little bit of a legacy of that. Those 10, 20, 30, 40 years as a communist Soviet Union, where all those countries were fed and inspired and bullied by the Soviet Union. They also have now more currently, as Russia, some energy leverage. They have some leverage over Germany, if you remember, and they threaten countries. And then finally, they have intimidation. They are willing to invade Georgia and Ukraine. And so it's not really by model or example. There's not a lot of amazing Russian technology that's seeped into contracts and companies around the world. They're not really seen as a leader, either a moral or a political leader. They did host the Olympics. As you know, they're criticized for their human rights policy. The death, the murder, one alleges, of some of their leaders in London, business people and others. Remember the way they treated, I think it's called Khodorkovsky. So he was a billionaire who dared to challenge Putin a little bit. He was sent to Siberia for 10 years. He finally got out. He's got like half a billion left of his 10 billion fortune, and he's fighting Putin from, you know, safety in London, maybe safety. So it's a tough regime, and I guess they bully their way into influence, but they don't have a moral claim on anybody around the world.
No, they don't. And that was, and that's my, you know, I grew up in Boston. I grew up around a very heavy mafia influence. And when I read about Russia, and we already know this about Putin, it's exactly the operation. The operation is a mafia operation for all intents and purposes. The KGB was just missing one letter, you know, to turn them into the mafia. So, you know, if you know what I mean. But the bottom line with it is that it is, they kind of get their power, the way I see it, is by being heavy-handed.
By being anti-American. I mean, one of the reasons that Russia doesn't side more with the West, which it could theoretically ally with the United States and Western Europe and have business contracts. They have a lot of smart people, engineers. They could benefit by a Western tilt and particularly be our ally as we confront, for the 21st century, the rising power and influence of China, which is really a dangerous and threatening competitor to us on many levels. But one of the reasons they don't do that is because they feel probably they'd get lost. They would be a second world country. They wouldn't be anywhere close to as important to us as England or Germany or France or our Canadian neighbors. Or even Mexico on our border. And so maybe they get their prestige by being hostile to America.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to even more important things, which is Israel. You know, I get bits and pieces of information coming out of Israel, and I try to keep up with it, but there's a lot going on there. And one of the things you're seeing, well, a couple of things you're seeing happen right now, even with it, you know, some of the things that are going on with the Gaza Strip and so on, is you got Netanyahu now that may or may not be indicted. You know, they've been having trouble putting together a parliament or a government, if you would, for quite some time now. They're in a bit of a turmoil. Why don't you give us an overview of what's happening in Israel?
Well, I want to start with the good news. The birth rate in Israel is over 3, which is far superior to the birth rate in almost every Western democracy. And when you see a country full of baby strollers and building cranes, that's a pretty good sign for their gross national happiness. Israelis actually rank very high. It's a country of only about 7 or 8 million Jews and another couple million Arabs. Israelis rank pretty high in happiness, productivity.
Yep.
Their economy has done well. They didn't even suffer in the 2008 sort of global economic crisis as much. Compare them in their region, to Syrian civil war, to autocracy, to human rights, Islamic abuse of women, violence against Christians, Yazidis, and Kurds, still jihadist terror. I mean, Israel obviously dominates the region in terms of a shining pro-American, pro-liberty, pro-capitalism, successful country. Their economy has just grown and grown. They're number 28 now in the world. A country of 7 million people. They're number 2 in producing NASDAQ startups.
Wow.
They're up to $370 billion a year in GDP as a country. They were just a desert 50 years ago. It's pretty startling. So the good news is they have a lot of admirers in the United States. There's a long tradition. You and I have talked about that, Joe.
Yep.
This tremendous affinity for Americans to have with a Judeo-Christian civilization, a fellow rule of law country. And they're growing, and they're diverse and pluralistic and passionate, hardworking people. By the way, they're even now exporting water and energy.
I'd read that.
Which is, yeah, it's pretty phenomenal. The bad news is, as diverse as Israel is, and they have freedom for gays, of course, in Tel Aviv, and they make Sunni states and Shiite states look like, you know, barbaric, you know, 7th century countries compared to shining Israel. But the bad news is Turkey and Iran have sort of replaced Egypt and Saudi Arabia as their biggest enemies. Some of the more moderate, they're called, regional Arab states actually are quietly siding with Israel as they all face a growing threat from Shiite, non-Arab, Muslim Iran, which, by the way, is persecuting people daily right now, daring to protest the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the mullahs in Iran, the theocracy that is Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran, by the way, is still at war with the United States, has revealed that they cheated a lot on the Iran deal, which, of course, we think was awful, but at least if it existed, Iran, why don't you show us you cared about it and you weren't going to cheat on it? They're spinning centrifuges, Joe. They're building nuclear capability and
Larry,
elements.
To interrupt you, you and I both know that didn't just happen. That wasn't something that got mad on Tuesday and flicked all that stuff on Wednesday. They've been doing this for a while.
Oh, absolutely. They enriched uranium up to 4.5%. They were supposed to only stick to 3.67%. Their stockpile of low-enriched uranium is over 500 kilos now, way above the 300-kilo limit. They are spinning the centrifuges at that prohibited facility, Fordo, that was famous during the Kerry negotiations. The heavy water helps cool reactors, and it produces plutonium, which can be used, of course, not for peaceful purposes, but for a bomb. And, of course, they spark and inspire jihadism, including the attacks on Israel from Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Gaza. So it isn't Hamas that calls the shots now. It's Iranian-backed Islamic Jihad, which 2 weeks ago decided to launch 450 mortars and rockets into the southern towns of Israel, causing business disruption and an 8-year-old to have a heart attack. And
let's hit that on the other side of the break, because I got to pay for the show. We're Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Look, I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be tuned into, but you've chosen this one. I would like to believe it shows the high IQ you have, but hopefully it's also the information that we put out there and what you get from the show. We don't do politics 24/7 because there's other things going on in the world, people. Larry Greenfield joins me. I always enjoy my time with him. He's a Claremont fellow, lecturer on American politics, U.S. foreign policy, and we're talking about Israel. Well, at this point, this segment, we're talking about Israel, what's going on in the Middle East. And first of all, Larry, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
You know, many people don't really understand the connection or disconnection between the Palestinians and the Israelis. And, you know, how this all came about, how the hate came about, if you would. Teach us.
Well, hate is a good word. When it was just a bunch of Arabs in the area, not called Palestinians, the area was called Palestine, because it goes back to an old word called Philistine. And the Jews dreaming about their homeland, their return to Zion, their return to their ancient biblical promised land, called their area Palestine. The Jews were using the term Palestine in the early 1900s. The Palestinians were led by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem. He decided in the late 30s and definitely in the 40s to visit Berlin, support Hitler in the war, propose the final solution, and share the mass murder of all the Jews. A Muslim army was raised that fought alongside Hitler against the United States of America. Today, in Gaza, believe it or not, Joe, you can Google this, Palestinians have been marching and throwing rocks and committing other acts of aggression under the Nazi flag.
Wow.
The Jews of Israel are literally still fighting Nazis, Arab Nazis. And by the way, just to put a fine point on it, sadly, at the UN this week, Germany once again showed up to support nasty anti-Israel resolutions. Germany? Hey, Germany, how about maybe a thousand-year break on hostility to the Jews and the Jewish state? How does that sound? Maybe is that a fair idea? How about?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Take a break, Germany, from beating up on the Jewish state. Anyways, back to the Palestinians. So after World War II, the West won, and eventually even Sadat of Egypt, one of the important countries, Arab countries, was told by the Soviet Union, we're not going to back you anymore in attacking Israel. Sadat, a leader of a country that had been very hostile to Israel, wars against Israel, Sadat sided with the United States, and one of the conditions was stop beating up on Israel, try to make peace with them. He did at the cost of his life. The Israelis paid the price of two-thirds of their landmass, but that peace has held between the largest Arab country, Egypt, and Israel. Jordan also sided with the West and made a better peace with Israel that has lasted. Who didn't side with the West and the United States? Who has been anti-American all along? Who has been anti-Israel? The Palestinians, which grew and grew and grew in the international left as a cause. So now there's Palestine Day at the UN and people supporting the Palestinians against the Israelis. It's a pretty unimpressive society. Disunited, that's the best thing I can say about it. Dysfunctional, tyrannical, barbaric, funded by the Iranians at this point. All the suffering Palestinian people, the kids, they're all just hijacked by a tyranny. In one day, they could be liberated and join Israel and modernity in a flourishing economy and education and hope for their lives. It's their brutal dictators. Abbas, for example, is on, I think it's the 15th year of his four-year term.
Wow.
So he's the heir to Arafat, the godfather of terrorism. You may remember back in 1972 when Palestinians, Black September Group, murdered Israelis at the Munich Olympics. And that intimidated Europe, Joe, which decided, wait a minute, we don't want to be next. They're already on our shores in Munich, Germany, committing terrorism. Mm-hmm. Let's side with them against the Israelis. They're not going to come attack us. And so you had a financial reason. Of course, old colonial Europe wants to have business dealings with the Iraqis and others. And you had an intimidation factor. And you've had many Europeans siding more and more with Arabi anyways because of all the immigration into Europe, which has totally changed the politics of Europe. The capitals of Europe, London, Paris, Rome, tilt toward the Arabs because their constituencies are now full of Arab-based voting. By the way, it's getting so bad in terms of anti-Semitism that Jews are fleeing Paris and London. They're going to Israel. So Europe is lost, not only as a continent, but certainly in terms of being pro-Israel. It's only the United States, which for all these hundreds of years, 400 years since the landing of the Mayflower, and the claim that they were founding a new Zion, and this rich cultural, religious, political, strategic, moral, military relationship between the United States and Israel. That's what keeps the Israelis going. It's Christian America.
You know, you and I have had this discussion before, and I've always said to you, it is beyond me why the Jews continue to vote Democrat, why the Jews continue to vote for those people that obviously don't care about them, will not fight for them, will not help them. And I have some other Jewish friends that will say Jews are inherently afraid of Christians or conservatives because they view them as being intolerant. And it just leaves me with my jaw open. Explain this to me if you can, or help me understand, help my listeners understand.
So this amazing story of religious friendship and affiliation, brotherhood, shared vines, this is what keeps and binds together Jews and Christians. But as Americans become secular, as Jews have abandoned their tradition, their text, their Talmud, their Torah, and replaced their Judaism with the Torah of liberalism, their book now is the Book of Liberalism, the Torah of liberalism. And so what they've done is they've cocooned themselves into a coalition of other minority groups, and they think that they're protected by allying with people who don't like them very much. Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, Linda Sarsour, the head of the Women's March.
Oh, yeah.
She just beat up on Israel again, calling it a white supremacist society. And I'm like, really? White supremacist society? There were a million Jews of Moroccan and Iraqi and Egyptian descent who wound up in Israel. They're not even white. I'm not sure you know what you're talking about. So how is Israel a supremacist society? It's basically a ragtag group of people who basically suffered either Nazi oppression in Europe in the mid-20th century or escaped Arab oppression and all landed and put together this, you know, country out of the desert. So she is, by the way, a spokeswoman for Bernie Sanders.
I know.
A Jewish leftist communist socialist, let's use the word socialist, but he did honeymoon in the Soviet Union. He did side with the communists in Nicaragua, so I'm not that far off, by the way, in calling him a commie. That's who he's been rooting for all along. Linda Sarsour is an anti-Semite, and, you know, just Google her name. It's pretty brutal. Even the Jewish left doesn't like her. But Bernie thought she was so cute, he put her on his campaign. So the Jewish left is radicalized. It's hostile to capitalism, to liberty, to guns, to power, to army. They're uncomfortable with Israel, Joe, because it defends itself. The Jews they like are the victims, not the ones who fight and win and survive and thrive. And by the way, turn our country into a great contributor to the world of humanity, to medical science, to cancer research. So George Gilder's book, The Israel Test, explains carefully. If you're not siding with Israel, check carefully what your priorities are. They're like the America in the Middle East. They are Little America. Same values.
All right, quickly, what was the name of that book again? I want to make sure people get it.
The Israel Test by George Gilder. I think he only wrote 445 books. He's amazing. He is just unbelievable.
Okay.
And I do recommend The Israel Test by George Gilder.
All right. So, and how do we find you? How do people find your writings and get more information about you?
I'm on Facebook, and if you do me a favor, Joe, post this show on the Facebook so it'll bring people to you and it'll bring your people to me.
I will.
Proud of you for all you're doing. Thanks for that little history lesson I was able to give.
Yeah.
There is such a beautiful friendship between the majority of Americans and Israel and between the majority of America and the Jews. Let's not let the left throw us off stride. We're doing great things.
On board with you on that one. All right, Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Have a great rest of the day, and really, God bless. Thank you, Larry. Always appreciate your time.